Runners lead off first and second. Mariners lead 4-3 with two out in the bottom of the 11th.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
2-2 to Gurriel. Breaking ball is hit high in the air, shallow left center. Going out is Marte, calling everyone off. And now he's called off by Heredia, who comes in from behind him to make the catch. And that is the ball game. The Houston Astros rally in the ninth to tie, but the Mariners able to pick up the victory as the Astros fall tonight by a final of 4-3 in 11 innings.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Tough loss last night to the Seattle Mariners, but a nice comeback in the ninth inning to get you back in that game and send you to extra innings.
Yeah, it was a close game, a really well-played game on both sides with the exception of a few different things. But a tough loss for us after clawing back against their closer. We had first and third one out. We didn't get the run in. That ended up haunting us a little bit, you know, and of all the situations yesterday, they had runners on base all game. They had 12 base runners left on prior to the home run. A 1-2 pitch with nobody on to Robinson Cano ends up being the difference. So tough loss for sure.
Carlos Correa tied the game in the ninth inning with an RBI single, had another hit earlier in the ball game. And yeah, you know, he's been dealing with that left shoulder inflammation, soreness, what have you, and you can see it affect him at the plate sometimes on swings and misses, but he's really trying to gut it out.
He is, and he's playing hurt. Altuve's banged up a little bit. George isn't feeling great. George played almost every game, I think. So I commend our guys for putting themselves through this grind to try to salvage the rest of this season and get into the playoffs if we can somehow pile up some wins and get a little bit lucky with some of the other teams. But this time of year, I think everybody's hurt. I think we're suffering a little bit of that. I see it in their face. I see it in their actions. When they're not 100%, they're still contributing.
We saw Jose Altuve kind of roll his wrist going after a ball, and it came out and checked on him, wound up staying in the game. I'd have to imagine that sends quite a powerful message to everybody in the dugout when you see Altuve and Correa, two of the better players. Everybody knows they're banged up, and yet they're still posting up every day.
Yeah, they're the middle of our order. They're our identity. They're the teams that we are the most – are the players that we turn to at the most critical times, and they're continuing to post up. These guys love to play. They want to play together. They're a lot of the reason why we're in the position that we're in a positive light, and they're very much the fixtures of our team.
Colin McHugh, another strong outing of late, and another strong outing against the Seattle Mariners, was really on the attack the entire game, even though he had quite a few base runners.
He was. You know, he had some base runners that he had to navigate through. He made big pitches when he needed to. He had a great breaking ball last night. He mixed in some finished fastballs. That was nice to see. He really did pitch well against the Mariners this season in virtually every outing, and the numbers prove that. His September performance has been remarkable, and he can, you know, I think he needs another start in Anaheim to cap a really, really, really good second half for him in the regular season. So excellent effort by him and gave us a chance to win.
And Alex Bregman, he's been taking part in pregame activities last couple of days, taking batting practice, going to be on the field again today. Seems like maybe could come back sooner than thought from the hamstring injury.
Yeah, he's responded very well to the treatment. It's nice to have young legs. You know, a 22-year-old is a little bit easier to mend than maybe a 32 or 33-year-old. But he's responded well. The situation that we're in, where he can probably help us sooner rather than later. We are going to be careful not to put him in harm's way and want to make fully sure that he can play the game with limited restrictions. And if that's sooner than later, it'll make us a better team.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
One of the best trades the Astros ever made was getting Mike Cuellar from the Cardinals for Hal Wuttashek. One of the worst was trading him to the Orioles for Kurt Bleffery. For Cuellar was a lot like Fernando Valenzuela, only better. Both were left-handed and featured the screwball. But Cuellar won more games and lost fewer and had a better career ERA. On this day, September 27th, 1970, Miguelito outdueled Hall of Famer Jim Bunning in the Dome and won 1-0 when Charlie Harrison drove in Rusty Staub in the bottom of the 11th. Cuellar was an artist on the mound. In this game, he gave up only 6 hits and struck out 12. One time, he got mad when Gaylord Perry was throwing spitters, and he started throwing them too, beating Perry at his own game.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I've got George Springer as my guest today on Astro Launch. And George, first of all, I mean, it's pretty much win the next five or go home right now. So a little pressure right now, but that's fun, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, we know our situation, and so does the other team. You know, they have to win too. So that's what makes these games fun. Obviously, we came out on the opposite end of a good game last night. And that's a playoff game, and we'll see what happens tonight. But yeah, you know, we just got to go out and put our best foot forward, and we'll see what happens.
Isn't it fun going into an offseason? I don't want you to turn off your brain right now, but going into an offseason, know that you guys have a really good team. I mean, last 2 years you guys have showed, even with the slow start this year, you guys are a playoff contending team. It's going to be like that for a while. That's exciting.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, we know who we have here. You know, we know the stuff that we're capable of if we all play up to our potential. And obviously it was a tough start for us, you know, to start the year, but we were able to show, hey, you know, this is pretty much who we are, and you know, we can do it by mixing and matching and doing it a bunch of different ways, and you know, hopefully we can sneak into the playoffs. But if not, you know, we can go out and own in the off season knowing what we got here, and you know, hopefully start a little bit faster next year.
Last thing about you, what does it feel like? You got over 600 at bats. You've stayed healthy this year. I mean, that was kind of the knock on you kind of coming in the season. Can George stay healthy? And you've proven that. And how does it feel now that you're to this point?
It feels good. You know, obviously, you know, I've gotten hurt a couple times,
on fluke stuff, by the
way. Yeah. You know, I don't think I've ever intended to eat a high-end fastball or you know, hit a wall and concuss myself, but you know, stuff does happen in this game, and it's a long year. I'm just extremely, you know, fortunate to play 158 games in a row and kind of show everybody, you know, I can take care of my body and you know, can stay healthy and grind the whole year.
Tell me about the Little League Baseball Parents of the Year. I mean, that, what a cool honor that your parents got this year. They were in Williamsport to receive that award, but tell me about how they were involved in Little League Baseball and how that came about.
Yeah, the town that I grew up in, wasn't for my parents and the parents of, you know, a lot of other people, we really wouldn't have had a place to play. Really? And they were able to kind of, you know, to take the reins and basically save our town's Little League, and you know, they did that for years, and it's obviously great, you know, to see them get the recognition that they deserve. You know, sometimes I think, you know, people get overshadowed by the success of their child, and I think it's great, you know, for them to get the recognition. I mean, they're two great people. You know, all they want to do is you know, help them, and it's you know, it was something humbling, you know, to see them so happy and you know, for them to be so proud of themselves, which is obviously great.
Did you grow up at the Little League field? I mean, was your dad, I would imagine, was probably there all the time, so you were just a rat around that ballpark, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, he was my team's coach. He was the president of the league. He was the groundskeeper. He was the concession stand guy. Him and my mom both did a fantastic job of, you know, keeping that league up and going. And you know, I was always there just because I didn't really have any other choice. But it's you know, that's where the love of the game starts. You know, you will learn that stuff there. And you know, I was always there, and it was something special.
Is that where the love of snow cones came in for you?
Oh, snow cones, soda, hot dogs.
Corn dogs.
God, whatever that concession stand had, I ate it.
There you go. That's George Springer. George, it's been a pleasure all year long, and it always is. But thanks for joining us today, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Astroline, the official off-season hot stove show for your Houston Astros.
We have Jeff Luhnow here in the heat of hot stove.
Listen in as Steve Sparks and Robert Ford host an hour-long show.
I'm joined tonight by someone who really doesn't need any introduction.
With your favorite Astros of today and yesterday.
Left-handed pitcher Dallas Keuchel.
Carlos Correa.
George Springer.
Let's give a warm Astroline welcome to Lance Berkman.
Astroline, this fall, right here on the Houston Astros Radio Network.